Jason Lewis, tell our Powerline readers about yourself. What's your history?
Well, most people know me for my radio career, and 25 years in broadcasting. I had a very successful career. I was very fortunate. The last five years, I was syndicated nationally, filled in for Rush Limbaugh, which is one way to get syndicated these days, so that was always fun. But that was very gratifying. But the real story is I, like so many people, had to find a second career. I grew up in a small business environment in Iowa, and Lewis Motor Supply, founded by my granddad, then my dad had it, then towards the end I had it. We went through eminent domain, John. We actually had our building taken for a highway project. And if you've ever been through condemnation, you know they don't give you what you want all the time. And if you don't like it, you go to court and you may not get it anyway. So Iowa lost 35 jobs. I was ready to move on, and my mother is from Minnesota here, so it was good to come back here and establish a career and a family and so forth. But having that business background and knowing the power of government, I think really prepared me well, along with my educational background, of course, to do talk radio for 25 years and have some success at it.
Now, Jason, you're a conservative, of course, but a lot of us on the right have gotten cynical about candidates who run as conservatives, but then when they get into office, they don't follow through, especially after they've been in Washington for a few years.
Yeah.
What can you tell our listeners about your commitment to conservative principles?
Well, my commitment is I'm 60 years old and I'm not going to stay there for 20 years. And so when your sole goal is not re-election and not staying there more than three or four terms, it's amazing how liberating that can be. You actually want to go there to do something. So when I talk to people, and by the way, that's the question I get most often. I call people on the phone, whether it's a fundraising call or whether it's a delegate call or meeting people in the second congressional. They say, Jason, we've heard you for 25 years. We like what you say. We know you're a constitutional conservative, but how can we trust you? And I tell them, I'm not going to sit here and tell you what I'm going to do to get elected. I'm going to tell you right now what I'm going to do after I'm elected. We're going to reform the tax code. We're going to flatten it. I like the budget sequester, John. The Republicans gave up their only tool to get entitlements on the table. I'm going to do things. If I can't do things, I'll be honest with you, I'm going to leave. And I'll tell people. So my goal is, you know where I've been for 25 years. I didn't have to take the positions I took. I did so. I want to move the needle, and that's what I'm going to do.
And, of course, you mentioned you described yourself a moment ago as a constitutional conservative. Just take a moment, if you would, to kind of place yourself on the conservative spectrum. What kind of a conservative are you?
Well, Ronald Reagan gave a great interview with Reason magazine in 1975 when he said, small L, libertarianism is the conscience of conservatism. Now, I like my libertarian friends in the Libertarian Party, but they're off the reservation on a few issues that I can't go with. But when you talk about what it means, what the founders meant by the liberalism in those days, classical liberalism, it means that government's there to stop other people from hurting us, to prevent force and fraud. And that's why they came up with something called enumerated powers. If it's not in the Constitution, the federal government can't do it. We don't get our rights from government. We have all the rights. We gave the federal government a few rights. Tell me where this is listed in the Constitution. That is the first litmus test legislation has to pass.
Now, there are several other candidates on the Republican side in this second district race. How do you compare yourself to them or distinguish yourself from the other Republicans in the race?
Well, you know, what did Groucho Marx say? Sincerity, if you can fake that, you got it made. I think some people's ambition is greater than their ideology, and I'm running against some establishment politicians who've been in public office, who've run a couple of times, lost a couple of times. We've done that. We've all done that. I lost in Colorado 25 years ago. Nothing wrong with that. But sometimes people want it too bad, and when you want elective office too bad, you end up selling grandma, and I'm not going to do that. So I am the change candidate in this race. And frankly, I've got a little name ID, which helps on the fundraising side as well. But this is all about changing the country. This is not about a career in politics. I don't want that.
And, of course, you've got a lot of respect from Minnesotans and others who have been hearing you on the radio for years arguing on behalf of conservative principles.
Well, and like you, taking on our own party when we have to. This whole thing, you take a look at the Iowa caucuses, who was the big loser? On the Democrat and Republican side, the establishment. People are ready for a change in 2016, and they're ready to say, I'm not going to put party over principle. We have got to take a look at the budget across the board. We've got to take a look at the special interests of both parties, and we've got to rein in this Leviathan before it's too late.
Now, on the other side of the aisle, do you have a Democratic opponent identified yet in this race? And if so, what can you tell us about her?
Yeah, this is why we can't afford a primary on the Republican side. The Democrats are clearing the field for a very, very radical left-winger called Angie Craig. She is running on the Clean Power Plan. You know, if you don't like the war on coal, you'll love this one. or if that didn't give you enough regulation. She loves Dodd-Frank. She loves the Affordable Care Act, wants to expand it. And, of course, she runs on the Paycheck Fairness Act, which is sort of the rehash of Pat Schroeder's old comparable worth legislation, where the government comes in and doesn't say equal pay for equal work, but classifies your jobs and say, well, these jobs are different, but we think this job is just as important, therefore they have to be equal pay. I mean, this is regulation on steroids. And so Angie Craig is going to be formidable, though. She's going to have some money, and it's a swing district. The Republican gubernatorial candidate won it, but Obama won it by 350 votes. This is going to be one of the most contested districts in the country.
And John Klein has held this seat for 4 or 5 terms. The Democrats made a major effort last time to try to beat him. It didn't go too far, but they clearly are perceiving this as a district that they can pick off, that they can put into the Democrat column.
Absolutely. And let me be blunt. Because of that, you will get lots of advice that you've got to moderate here. You can't say that here. You can't do it. And what I tell my friends in the campaign and elsewhere is, look, I'm not doing this for that reason. What is the point of doing all this work and talking to good folks like you and trying to get things done if you're just going to sell out when you get there? And if you can't say it on the campaign trail, guess what? You're not going to vote that way when you get to Washington. So we've had a real crisis in the GOP, but obviously with President Obama, the ultimate crisis. I mean, talk about the imperial presidency, John. I mean, Richard Nixon's got to be blushing at this point when you look at these executive orders and the lack of separation of powers and all of that. But the point is, we're ready for change, and I think the country's ready for change. That you look at the top three Republicans right now, Rubio, Cruz, and Trump, they're all change agents. Certainly Bernie Sanders is a change agent, just the wrong one. So we're ready for this, and that's why I'm excited about it.
Jason Lewis, thanks for being with us, and best wishes in your race in the 2nd District.
Thank you.